What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Residents in Dartmouth Square in Dublin are calling for a halt to Metrolink plans involving Charlemuth Station. The proposal to build a Metrolink terminus station would cause catastrophic damage to houses in the area, and that's according to my next guest, a chartered civil engineer and resident in Dartmouth Square on the west side, Leo Crahan. Leo, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you knew that Metrolink was coming, we all did, for years, for decades, in fact. When you saw the outline of the plans and where the terminus was going to be, what was your reaction?
I think the terminus is in the wrong place. I will have to say at the beginning, we fully support Metrolink. The city badly needs a link from the airport to the city centre. But Dartmouth Square is not the city centre, and the terminus should be in Stephen's Green, we believe, which is the city centre proper.
And that would mean that you'd rip up Stephen's Green, but it is, everything there, I suppose you'd have to displace the ducks to somewhere, but everything there could be reinstated relatively easily. The lawns, you can buy mature trees and you can get hedgerows and so on. You can rebuild the bridges. So although people wouldn't like this to happen, it could happen without too much pain.
And it wouldn't have to take up too much of Stephen's Green. Perhaps the section on the west side and close to the south side. But it could be replaced, as you say. There's no reason why trees can't be replanted and the green restored to the way it was after the construction works are finished.
OK, so that's the alternative. But they might say, look, hang on, we have Lewis nearby. And eventually, in the fullness of more decades, Lewis will link up with Metrolink and we'll have a seamless service all the way from Bray, perhaps, to Dublin Airport.
But that shows the fallacy of the present proposal. TII's original proposal was to cannibalise the Lewis line from Ranelagh all the way out to Sandyford and replace it with an overground rapid metro link. Now, that policy failed. There's a widespread misconception out there that it failed because of the NIMBY reactions of Ranelagh residents in not wanting Dunville Avenue to be cut, not wanting the severance effect. But that's not true. The reason it failed is because the realisation dawned on the residents and on the politicians and on the minister and eventually on TII that this shutting down the Lewis line would last for 3 to 4 years and the effect of this would be completely intolerable on the transport system for the city.
In other words, what Lewis has delivered on that line to then be without it, it would be like closing down the Port Tunnel for 3 years. You know, we've got used to no trucks on our city streets, and to close it down for 3 years would be dreadful, impossible, in fact.
Exactly. And current government policy has taken out the objective of cannibalising the Lewis line. But like other state agencies, you know, TII can't fully change. Maybe they're like a big ship in the middle of the ocean, difficult to turn them around. So they've left the appendix of this plan, which is the tail coming from Stephen's Green into Charlemont, which is totally unnecessary, absolutely unnecessary.
Because the Lewis line, in any event, goes through Stephen's Green.
It does.
You have interchange there, which is possible. Now, let's talk about your concerns about Dartmouth Square. You might describe this classic red brick square. How old is it and what is its designation?
Dartmouth Square is one of the finest residential squares in Dublin that were built in the 18th and 19th century. It's the last such square that was built. And the houses are all in reasonably good condition considering their age. They're over 130 years old. But the square has been designated as an architectural conservation area by the city council, by the planners, in order to protect it. All of the houses are protected structures. And being a protected structure should give some protection from random development.
OK, now what would be the effect of building this station adjacent to Dartmouth Square? I mean, it really is cheek by jowl, isn't it?
Very much so. The station is right behind the west side of Dartmouth Square. And the construction of the station will involve excavating two massive holes. Now, each hole is 30 metres deep. That's the equivalent of a 10-storey building. That's the depth of the holes. And it is the excavation of the holes and the presence of the holes that's going to cause the most damage. The damage caused by the tunnel passing under properties will be relatively insignificant. But the damage caused by water ingress into these holes and the resulting settlement will be horrific. And the settlement figures have been produced by TII and they've actually been submitted by them to An Bord Pleanála as part of their application for the railway order. And the settlement figures that TII have quoted are up to 45 millimetres settlement.
Okay, that's 4.5 centimetres, which is almost 2 inches.
Almost 2 inches in old money. So for walls to be suffer that level of settlement because of ongoing development, they simply won't be able to take it. We had an eminent structural engineer acting for us who gave evidence on Monday, and he was quite categorical that the buildings will suffer serious damage, the walls will bulge, they will perhaps even fall out at extreme, the houses will become unlivable in, the floors will tilt, the roof may pull apart because of the tilting of the walls, and he said the damage is very severe and should not be tolerated for a protected structure.
Now, they will offer compo if your house should fall down in all or in part, 75,000.
No, not really. That compensation is designed for the minor cosmetic damage that will occur, say, as the tunnel boring machine passes under properties.
Yes, yeah, so you get cracks in ceilings you want those repaired.
It certainly won't cover the demolition and partial rebuilding that the damage they have forecast is going to cause.
Now, I don't know how the oral hearing works. Do they then get a chance to offer a riposte to your testimony?
Very much so. And their riposte, their plan is, oh, the figures we have produced are just the present level of projection. The future figures that will be produced by the design and build contractor at tender stage will be the real figures. And those figures, the damage won't be as bad at all.
But why
what you're saying.
They're saying that some future contractor, whoever that contractor may be, will then do another assessment of their plans and make a prediction of what the damage might be.
Exactly.
And then does that contractor carry the can, I wonder, if they get it terribly wrong?
Well, certainly I don't think TII will be carrying the can from what we've heard. And the difficulty of trying to engage with the contractor when cracks start to appear in your house is not easy. The residents of Dartmouth Square West have had development going on behind them, the Heinz building. Some of them have suffered damage, and trying to engage with the developer to get restitution has not been easy.
So this is potentially leading to at least the destruction of part of the square, you believe, maybe not all of the square. What kind of foundations do those houses have?
Those houses have very minimal foundations. They are, I suspect, perhaps maybe 400 or 500 millimetres wide. They wouldn't be adequate enough for a single-storey extension, kitchen extension at the moment.
But today's standards
By today's standards, they wouldn't be adequate.
And yet they're carrying 3 storeys.
3 storeys, and they're not very deep. So when the ground starts to move underneath them, as the ground will, according to TII's own forecasts, then there's going to be damage. Walls will drop, there'll be massive cracking. Our engineer has said the cracks will occur up to 25 millimetres. That's 1 inch, 1 inch wide cracks in the walls.
Now,
at Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
We saw the construction of the port tunnel and the boring machine, which was buried in the tunnel, as we know. They didn't take it out. They just decided to leave it there. It bored its own grave, in a sense, because it was too expensive to take it out, and maybe secondhand boring machines aren't worth that much. But for the Metrolink itself, when it's down deep, it's doing the same kind of job as the port tunnel, and you might get cracking above and so on, but it's deep.
Yes.
Your problem is that you're going to have an open hole.
Exactly. Two open holes, two enormous holes. One of the holes will be within 10 metres of the back wall of the Dartmouth Square Terrace, The other hole at the far end is a little bit farther away, but that's even closer to some houses on Dartmouth Road, which are also protected structures. I think that's within 5 metres of their walls. And the settlement that's going to cause is absolutely horrific. And this is by TII's own projections at the moment, Pat. That's what I find extraordinary, that they've projected these levels of settlement.
One of the elements of all of this, because I'm a great fan of the underground idea, because I've seen it in many cities around the world, and the idea that you don't have to interface with surface traffic. You can have trains on rails with good signalling arriving maybe every minute or every 2 minutes in the metro in Paris or the underground in London or in the subway in New York. And it's a fantastic service. It moves a lot of people very quickly right across cities. So I'm a great fan of it. But I was worried the other day, and I'm sure you were there at the testimony, when it turned out that the plans weren't aware of buildings that are no longer there and have been replaced by other buildings.
Yes, the owners of these buildings gave evidence at last Monday at the oral hearing that TII had assessed what the eminent counsel called ghost buildings. In the assessment of what is now AerCap House at the corner of Stephen's Green and Aylesford Terrace, they had assessed Canada House, which was demolished, I think, over 10 years ago.
The difference is that Canada House did not have a basement, and AerCap House has a two-storey basement, so it goes deeper.
Exactly.
Down below. So therefore, I don't know how deep the Metrolink is at that point, but you could be ploughing into the parked cars in AerCap House if they don't do something about that particular plan.
Exactly. And certainly in another building as well, owned by Irish Life farther up, the piles of that building are also going into the metro, into the tunnel area. And that wasn't assessed by TII.
So they didn't know that this house, I think it's called Cadenza House, is replacing a different building. And the piles are much deeper in this new building, and they did not appear to be aware of it.
They weren't aware of it. They hadn't done sufficient, adequately assessment. And going back to Dartmouth Square, they have done absolutely zero assessment of the potential damage to the houses in Dartmouth Square West and the ability of those houses to withstand the stresses caused by the settlement that they have projected.
Now, people will say, hang on a second, it's all about the value of your house. That's what they'll say to you, that this is NIMBYism in extremis. What do you say to that charge?
Well, we're not NIMBYs. We support fully the Metrolink programme, and we probably believe the terminus is in the wrong place. The terminus should not be in an architectural conservation area, which is a quiet residential neighbourhood. A terminus should be at the periphery of the city, or if it's in the city centre, it should be in the centre, not in an inner suburb about a kilometre away from Stephen's Green. It makes no sense. That would have 35,000 people every 12 hours passing through the Dartmouth Square area going to the to and from the metro. The metro is going to be very busy. And given that it's the only terminus for all of South Dublin, there's going to be huge vehicle traffic. Every mammy and daddy is going to be driving their kids there, dropping them off at the portal on Dartmouth Road. The buses dropping people off. And this is going to happen right through the day and right through the night, right through the year. It's unacceptable for a residential area, and particularly unacceptable in an architectural conservation area.
It's, you know, a mystery maybe how other cities have done this without, you know, breaking a few eggs to make their omelettes.
Well, I agree you have to break eggs. But your point earlier about the interlinking of various systems, there's no reason why Stephen's Green should not be selected as the proposed interchange terminus for...
I mean, there is a station projected for Stephen's Green up around the Shelburne area. Wolfstone will have to go.
Well, yes, and it's on the wrong side of the green. And the reason it's on the wrong side of the green is because they're coming from Tara Street and they want to end up in the station box they've already constructed, illegally in my view, behind Dartmouth Square West. The reason they want to get in there is the station on Stephen's Green would have to be on the east side, on the Loretto College side of Stephen's Green, instead of being on the west side to interchange freely with the Lewis.
Extraordinary stuff. And of course, when the station is down at the Shelburne end, it means the politicians can get off the metro and hop into government buildings or down Kildare Street into Leinster House without any difficulty. That is not, I'm sure, the motivation.
I couldn't possibly comment.
So you've got to wait now until, the licence will probably be given, but will it be given with the kind of caveats that might say, you know, from on board Planola, listen, guys, Charlemont is the wrong place?
Well, we have asked the board in our submission on Monday and on Tuesday to grant permission from Metrolink, but to delete the section from Stephen's Green to Charlemont. And they've also asked the board that for protected structures on the line of the route, TII should be asked to do assessments and full proper assessments of the damage that could occur to these before they get the permission.
So your vision would be that you've got this station in under St. Stephen's Green, that's the terminus, and that's where people would then hop onto the Lewis, which is right outside. But bus traffic would have to be the whole traffic management plan would have to be reimagined around the Green, because you'd want buses to connect as well with both Lewis and with Metrolink.
Exactly, but the Green is a far better options for connecting with for bus laybys and for car laybys than Dartmouth Square. We're a residential area, narrow streets. There is no room for having buses pulling in, discouraging people to get into the metro. It's an absolute nonsense. That thing should happen in Stephen's Green.
These are the comments coming in. Charlemont is not a destination for many people at all, Pat, so most people will have to transfer to a different mode of transport, so blocking everything up. If I went to St. Stephen's Green, many people would be close to their destination, so not closing up the already busy bus and Lewis services. It's crazy, says Fiona in Dublin. Say hello to massive years of traffic jams in Dublin, not to mention economics. In the meantime, rural Ireland is dying. The Irish built the London Tube in the 1800s. We've done nothing infrastructure-wide in this country since the British left. Instead, we pulled up all the rail tracks. 100 years of useless ministers for transport. Unforgivable. Carry on. Need to get the expertise from London engineering teams. That's from Peter. These objections will mean that Metro will never happen here. How have they done this everywhere else? Knock some of the ghettos and extend Lewis makes more sense than an underground vanity idea, and possibly run into the foundations of the Children's Hospital. The Metro should join to the Green Line, even if it takes 3 or 4 years of no Lewis. The whole Green Line between Charlemont and Sandyford was built to a spec to accommodate heavy rail like a Dart or Metro. The Green Line is useless for people living close to the city anyway, as the trams are always full and Lewis is not fit for purpose. A Metro to Sandyford could carry 10 times the passengers as the Lewis. And lots of people suggesting we use all our parks for all the digging so as not to disturb buildings. Anyway, Leo, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. As I say, it's a very interesting thing, but a bit disquieting from my point of view to read that they didn't know that two buildings had changed utterly. That's the worry. How much more of that is there?
Probably a lot, Pat.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Leo Crehan, Chartered Civil Engineer and resident of Dartmouth Square West. Okay.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.